The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents...
We love the
herb. Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host... Normal's outreach coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Joe Katzen, welcome. It is Thursday, February 9th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. We are just getting by and ad-libbing, and we are definitely doing it live today. We had such a great show yesterday. Terry Joyce was in the studio and ran all the software, shut it down, and when we turned it back on today, everything said, hey, you've never licensed from here before. What the hell's going on? So I'm trying to get software installed. The Ustream's not working. On top of that, Ustream went and put a 2 gigabyte limit on the video storage, so I'm having to move all the videos off of Ustream onto our new YouTube channel. So check it out, youtube.com/normalnet. But let's go around the table here because we got a full studio, starting with our good friend Cannabis Carrie.
Oh, that's right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shogun Studios.
Yeah, the Libermeter isn't working today because of the licensing issue, so right. You have to actually do real sound effects. So we'll be ready for that a little later. Cannabis Carrie has the hemp headlines for today, so what's in the news?
I don't know. No, I'm serious. I'm sorry. I wasn't serious. We're going to see a case. I can't believe this case. We missed it back in August. But there's a Colorado man that's been trapped in Japan for the last few months. Hopefully he's coming home this week. I'm going to tell you all about that. Also, we are going to talk about that Massey mining disaster from back in April of 2010 and let you know what the marijuana connection is there. And also... tons of people have been forwarding me this story all weekend. A terrible story out of New York City. Another man getting killed due to the drug war, and we're going to cover that as well.
Yeah, that's terrible. We've got that coming up with some video coverage on that as well. Also in the studio, we got Ganja John heading up the Groovin' Thursday for today, right?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Oh, having a good time. We got folks back here behind you as well. We got everybody flown in from into LAX today, so going to have ourselves a good time. And Wiz Calico is here as well. Let me switch over to the Wiz Calico cam. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. Glad I could make it in. Not in class today.
So that's not in class. So we flew Calico in. We are ready to have ourselves a good time right here at Shogun Studios here in Little Tokyo. Also on today's show, it's Cops Say Legalized Drugs. So we are going to bring you a video that I recorded last week. And, you know, speaking of being in Los Angeles, it's with former Los Angeles Deputy Chief of Police Stephen Downing. He's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's also a co-author of Regulate Marijuana Like Wine, the new initiative to legalize marijuana in the Golden State. So we'll talk about that. And at the end of the show, we'll have time for some radical ranting and more stuff. So stick around. It's Normal Show Live right here on the Normal Network. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
On February 11 and 12, the world's premier medical marijuana competition arrives in Los Angeles for the first time ever. That's right. At LA Center Studios in Los Angeles, High Times will once again present the Medical Cannabis Cup. There'll be panels and seminars with leaders of the medical marijuana movement, including doctors, patients, researchers, growers, dispensary owners, activists, and High Times' own cultivation editors Nico Escondido and Danny Danko. And don't miss our Saturday night VIP party featuring performances by Ioto and Seedless. Plus, Wiz Khalifa will be on hand to accept High Times Stoner of the Year. Don't forget our closing night Cannabis Cup Awards ceremony, honoring the top indicas, sativas, hybrids, concentrates, and edibles entered by California's legally operating cannabis dispensaries and collectives. Go to MedCanCup.com for all the details. Be there February 11th and 12th at LA Center Studios in Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to LSPs.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com. Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Inhaling deeply all the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
And this is a story that was blowing up my email and my Twitter this weekend. We are waiting for a few more details to emerge. A tragedy out of New York last week has taken the life of 18-year-old Ramarlee Graham. Graham was shot in his home by a plainclothes cop who was a member of a narcotics unit. There are details of the case that are finally coming to light in this tragedy. It seems that he had a police encounter, and then they found he had a small amount of marijuana on him. Not wanting to get arrested, the teenager walked but didn't run to his home nearby where he lived with his grandmother. The plainclothes cops that followed him broke into the house and shot him in the bathroom as he was reportedly trying to flush a small amount of marijuana down the toilet. The officer who shot the teenager said that he did believe that Ramarlee had a gun, and that is the reason why they followed him into his apartment. He did not. No weapons were found anywhere in the home. They did find a small bag of marijuana. His grandmother and Ramarlee's 6-year-old brother were in the home at the time. This terrible story continued after the shooting when police officers then took Ramarlee Graham's grandmother, who had just seen her grandson gunned down in her home by police officers, back to the Bronx police station where they questioned her for 5.5 hours from police and also representatives from the district attorney's office. Patricia Hartley was held for 7 hours total at the 47th precinct. A protest was held at that precinct on Saturday, with members of the community expressing outrage over police actions. Over 500 people attended that peaceful protest, but it was peppered with chants of NYPD KKK. Police reports say that Hartley was naturally upset but cooperative throughout the ordeal. The police officer who shot Ramarlee Graham and his supervisor, a police sergeant, were stripped of their guns and put on modified duty while the Bronx Police Department finishes their investigation into the incident.
And we have some video from a New York One on this.
Surveillance cameras hanging outside the East 229th Street home of 18-year-old Ramarley Graham captured the final moments of his life. In video obtained by New York One, it all begins about 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon as police chased Graham into his home. Police say they believed he had a gun.
Clearly, they were intent on getting into the house. They were intent on...
After knocking on Graham's second-floor apartment door, cops kicked it in. He was shot inside the bathroom, and no gun was found. His 6-year-old brother and grandmother were in the home at the time. His little brother is seen on the video being consoled by officers. Police say they found marijuana in the home and think Graham may have been trying to flush some down the toilet when police entered the home.
This is, the kind of stories that we're going to continue to get so long as marijuana prohibition exists. And I know everyone is shocked when you hear a story like this. A young man in a state where marijuana is decriminalized. Not New York?
Yeah, it is. I was just shaking my head in disgust, Russ. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I wasn't disputing the facts.
I am, too. You know, New York, a state where it's decriminalized, and this young man has less marijuana on him than would be a misdemeanor. I mean, it's just a civil fine. And we've talked about the stop and frisks before, and that's another byproduct of this. Is a young black man walking through town, and they've just got to get that arrest total. They got to get that arrest statistic. And for anyone to think that this is a legitimate outcome of trying to keep marijuana, even if you're the kind of person who's a prohibitionist and believes that marijuana is the demon reefers, it's going to lead to heroin, it's the worst thing in the world, how can you possibly justify breaking down this man's door, the grandmother's door, and shooting him as he's trying to flush it less than an eighth of weed down the toilet? You know, and these drug warriors, they get into such this mentality that it's a war, and they're the enemy, and they're armed and they're dangerous, and we've got to fight back. We got to get them before they flush the weed, and it's just so absurd. And the absurdity now has led to a tragedy. This grandmother being held for 5 hours while she just saw her son, her grandson, you know, shot to death in her home. It's hard to even comprehend or fathom what person who goes into law enforcement would think that this is a legitimate use of police force. That this would be something that we would consider doing in our police work to keep anyone safe. The only people bringing violence into marijuana are the cops at this point. When you see stories like this, it's just got to end. And Carrie, thank you for bringing this story. I'm not even going to try to whoosh you out of this one. We'll just move on to the next story.
Well, we're going to talk about the Upper Big Branch mining disaster. You remember it kept the nation glued to their TVs back in April of 2010 and ultimately claimed the lives of 29 miners. In wake of that disaster, a mine safety bill is being pushed by West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, a Democrat. The state is holding hearings this week on mine safety, and state officials are considering separate bills to address the dangers that were revealed during what is considered the worst mining disaster in 4 decades. Reports from the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration and an independent panel commissioned by the governor have both blamed the disaster on the corporate culture of Massey Engineering, the company that owns the mines and employed the miners who were killed. They put in their report that putting profits before workers' lives was the reason for the explosion that triggered the miners being fatally trapped deep in the earth. The independent panel found that a methane ignition and a buildup of coal dust led to the preventable disaster. Reports showed that Massey officials systematically covered up known safety problems at the time, including sensors to warn of coal dust buildup. Even with those reports, drug testing for miners has emerged as a major theme in the discussions about the safety bills. On Monday, an official with the state's Mine Safety and Office testified that drugs were a factor in roughly 200 of the 5,413 complaints and incidents that their agency had to investigate in 2011. That works out to about 3.7%. The governor-backed bill would require that companies test all miners for amphetamines, opiates, cocaine, cannabis, and other drugs, and suspend the certificates of any of those who fail. Celeste Monforton, a public health expert who served on the governor's independent panel, says drug use appeared to have played no role in the tragedy, and she views all the discussions surrounding drug testing as a distraction. She quoted, "I read all of those autopsy reports, and there was nothing in the toxicology reports for any of those men showing that they were abusing or using drugs." Despite the drug testing stipulation, the governor's bill does not include provision for drug treatment for minors.
Yeah, it's, of course, just the easy scapegoat in a situation like this. You know, they look at their list of options. They do, what can we do to improve mine safety? Oh, could we reduce their hours? Oh, no, that might affect profits. Could we install more safety features? No, that might affect profits. I know, let's test their pee. Let's test their pee, because that way, that doesn't really affect our profits too well. It keeps them under the thumb. Makes us look like we're doing something. Hey, we're going to keep the drugs out of the workplace here. That's a big problem here. It's all smoke and mirrors, if you'll pardon the pun here. And it's one of those things where when they talk about the miners' safety, or we've got to keep a safe workplace, we're talking about guys that are working, up to a mile underground in these little tiny, 4-foot caverns, and they're dealing with the coal dust they have to breathe all the time. So, not too worried about them smoking a joint in their off time. I mean, it might be the only way they can relax after a long, hard day of real work in this country. All right, let's do one more story and then we'll take a break, Carrie.
You bet. Well, Tim Wilson is a Colorado medical marijuana patient. He's also an honor student who went overseas last year to study abroad and to help Japanese earthquake victims. The 25-year-old man was arrested last year while in Japan after he was accused of conspiring to have marijuana sent into the country. Japan has a very intolerant marijuana law. They investigated the American and arrested him after they were intercepted a package that was addressed to him from a friend in Colorado that happened to contain 4 Chiba Chews, a popular marijuana edible that is fashioned after Tootsie Rolls, and 3 medicated peanut butter cookies. Even though Tim Wilson never actually received that package, it was never in his possession, from his friend, he was facing 10 years in a Japanese prison over the incident. The Japanese court had found an email between Wilson and his friends where Wilson had jokingly said, quote, "Sure, it would be a good idea to send marijuana overseas." Wilson adamantly insists that it was an obvious joke that was lost in translation, but Japanese authorities were convinced that he had requested the package. He said that he had no way of knowing his friend would commit what is considered a very serious crime in Japan. Wilson's parents have been devastated and have testified on his behalf, as well as a statement from his friend about their friend that the 3.98 GPA student from Colorado School of Mines did not request those items to be sent to him. That was his friend that said that also in testimony. According to faculty members from his school and a faculty at the Tohoku University in Sendai, where he was attending as an exchange student, they both said he was a candidate for a Rhodes Scholarship. Wilson has been in custody since the August incident, but thankfully on Tuesday, a Japanese court has finally agreed to suspend any immediate sentence. His family is reporting that that means he can come home as soon as he is released from custody, and we're hoping that will be any day.
All right. Thank you for that update, Carrie. Appreciate that. And for those of you listening on the stream there, I hope the volume is a little bit better for you. We've, like I said, dealing with all sorts of issues here in our remote Shogun studios, but I think we've got them cleared up at this point. And as you can see, we've got a few people here in the studio hanging out. Of course, Wiz Coleco and Ganja John are hanging out here. We're going to get to more roundtable and discussions here in Hour 2 of Toker Talk Radio. You can join us at 971-533-7111. We also want to remind everyone that we are here for the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup here in Los Angeles at the LA Center Studios. It's not far from where we're at here in Little Tokyo. We'll be bringing you live coverage on Saturday and Sunday, starting at noon and running through 7 p.m. We hope you'll join us. And tomorrow on the show, we hope we'll have all sorts of live guests. There's possibilities we'll get Danny Danko in here, maybe Robert Platshorn.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we're going to get Bobby Tuna for sure.
Oh, that'd be great. Get Robert Platshorn in here, get Danny Danko in here, and more surprises as we get ready for the Cannabis Cup. You know, more luminaries are flying in, more pot stars. Everybody's getting set up for the cup. And like I said, we'll bring you live coverage noon to 7.
I also have an interview set up with Daniel DeSalles, Big D, at Top Shelf Extracts out of Colorado, who's entering into the cup in the concentrate category. So
will he be coming here to the studios?
Yeah, he will. And we'll have more surprises as time goes on.
Oh, yeah, and we'll get all sorts of live coverage. We've got cameras galore, the new Tascam. I'll throw this on the Ganja John cam. You can check this out. He's got the new Tascam recorder. Very nice digital piece of equipment that will be at all sorts of good recording straight from the board and more. So check that out coming this weekend. Also, you can be a part of our raffles. Follow us on Twitter at NormalNet. We've also got our new YouTube channel at NormalNet on YouTube, so you can check out the latest videos. I got a video of the Little Tokyo glass distributor wholesaler area, which is kind of amazing. We're going to see if we can get some wholesale glass gone to John's way.
Yeah, we're going down there again.
That's going to be good. So all that and more coming up here on the Normal Network. Check it out. Follow us on Twitter. We got the raffles going on. We're having a – it's 4 420 somewhere raffle, where we're doing a raffle at 420 in every U.S. time zone. So 120, 220, 320, 420, 520, 620, which is the Eastern through the Hawaiian time zones compared to us here in the Pacific.
Yeah.
There will be something given away. We got boxes of stuff. We may show some of it off here in hour two as well, play a little bit of show and tell. And you can be a part of the raffle. Just follow at NormalNet, and we will be tweeting out how you can win online through the use of special hashtags to get all sorts of fun prizes. So check it out. Coming up. Oh, that's not where we want. Let's go to here.
There we go. Let's take a break, Russ.
Yes, we're running things without the Liberator, so things may be a little bit janky. Let's get a little janky ourselves. Back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man, a reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man, a reefer man? If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Hey everybody, it's Wiz Kaliko from the Ivory Island Hour, which comes to you live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific on the Normal Network. I just wanted to let you know that two of my favorite bands are teaming up to spread good vibes across the land and are headed to a venue near you. Revolution is heading out on the second leg of their tour in support of the release of their new triple album, Peace of Mind, which includes full-length acoustic and dub versions. They'll also be joined by our boys from the land of Aloha, The Green. You give me love and affection. We're also promoting the recent release of their latest album, Raise and Me. You can check out a full list of shows, get the latest swag, and most importantly, find their music at revolutionmusic.com and thegreen808.com. Don't miss this amazing tour. I promise you, after these shows, you'll have peace of mind.
Hey, this is John Popper. You're listening to The Normal Show Live.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday, our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
All right, we're going to throw things over to Ganja John over here on camera two, who's our hip-hop impresario, the beatmaster himself, the pirate.
Ganja John.
What's up, man? What's up with our tune for today, bud?
Well, you know, we've been cruising around a lot lately, and I always find, I like to find new mixtapes, you know, that that are coming out for me to, it pivots there. There you go.
Yeah, got it.
But I'm always looking for new mixtapes. Mixtapes come out like every week. There's just a slew of new music that, you know, MCs don't necessarily put out on their regular albums. And you can kind of tell when these guys are working their way up to their own album. And we watched Currency do that, starting with, you know, really early mixtapes, then doing mixtapes with Wiz Khalifa, and then, you know, having his own record. But now he's releasing mixtapes for his fans because he doesn't care about selling records. He cares about filling up venues.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how a real musician makes money. So I'm going to go ahead and try and play this song. Okay. This is Currency off of his new new EP, and this is Hashtag Jet Life.
Ride 2 miles per hour so everybody get a glimpse of the real nigga who inside it. With my cousin G5, we hide up cloudy. Bitches getting stoned just from standing around us. Music turned up, but the smoke way lighter. Must be amateur night, these motherfucking kids. Think they fucking with us, they fucking stupid. They talking shit just to hear themselves, but I ain't worrying about them. I got a lifetime subscription to that car and driver. California prescription, pounds of exotic. Riding to that old hip. Hypnotized mind shit, staying them fly stitches, not even trying bitches. You lying nigga, smoking that middle class grass. You ain't really high, is you? I would've put you down if you wasn't such a clown. But I figure I'd share it with my team, cause I came in here with them. Grab a plate, Thanksgiving. Words are corner boy P, I'm lane switching. Chevy heavy, so is my chain nigga. Spread it and dread it on a paper mission. Ended 500 driven, addicted to this winning. This the victory lap in front of the club you wanna get in. I ain't even the tending, just maintaining my engine. See, I got 2 minute calls, and it be 3 months before I get a chance to get in them. Take them out for a ride, make sure that they doing fine. More money, more problems, these problems I don't mind. Standing outside, trying to pick which one I'ma drive. Let my bitches decide, appreciating my high. You never know, homie. Could meet some hoes, homie.
A little surprise there on the end of that song. Who was that again?
That was Currency with Cruise Life. I said Jet Life. We've obviously been having too much bong life here in Shogun Studios.
All right. We're going to take a break and give a shout out to one of our friends out here in California, Omar Figueroa. Back after this.
Law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Hey, tokers and tokettes, this is Radical Russ from Normal Show Live. We're proud to be the voice of the marijuana nation and proud to have you on our team. Now, you can represent NSL in your own Normal Show Live gear from handmadeapparel.biz. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel is one of us and a huge supporter of our show. He's designed the classic Blockhead line of NSL shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. worn by Radical Russ, Cannabis Carry, and Ganja John on the show and at live events. The designs feature their iconic logos and the "It's Got to Be 420 Somewhere in the World" tagline. Proceeds directly benefit Normal Show Live and HandmadeApparel.biz, one of our community's strongest supporters. You can also get your Cannabis Cure UK, Ganja John Show, Ivy Island Hour, and more gear from the Normal Network at HandmadeApparel.biz. Visit HandmadeApparel.biz today.
Legalize it. Don't criticize.
This is Peter Tosh for Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Did you know that more than 400,000 Americans were arrested last year for the possession of marijuana? People are being sentenced to up to 40 years for even standing beside a joint. Well, I think it is definitely time for you to help doing something towards this. To find out what you can do, just write Normal, N-O-R-M-L.
1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006. That's 1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006.
Help Normal to help protect your rights.
One of the most disturbing elements of the war on marijuana is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows firsthand the futility of the drug war and reaches out to the community and to current law enforcement to end our war on drugs through legalization. It's time now to speak to one such officer in our continuing look at law enforcement against prohibition.
All right, thanks for sticking with us here from our Shogun Studios in Little Tokyo in Los Angeles. We're going to do a pre-record interview here with Stephen Downing from LEAP, recorded last week. Enjoy.
All right, we're very excited here to be sitting with a retired deputy chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Stephen Downing. He's a board member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the co-author and a member of the executive committee of the Regulate Marijuana Like Wine initiative in California, and he's joining us today from California. Thank you, Stephen, for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
I want to go in depth about the Regulate Marijuana Like Wine initiative, and we'll get to that, but before that, another piece of news that we should discuss is the fact that you asked the number one question in the recent Obama YouTube forum, the number one video question, I should stipulate, very similar to a question we asked from Normal about marijuana prohibition and the need to, you know, change our attitudes, change our laws about this, especially with respect to the American public's polling on it that now support legalization more than they oppose it. Tell us about your experience in putting that video together and your reaction to President Obama's snub of the question.
Well, we put the video together, as you may know, last year, Obama, a member of LEAP, asked a question, and Obama answered the question, and he said that he thought that it was time to begin a public discussion about marijuana. And so an entire year has passed, and the only thing that occurred in California and a few other states is that the Obama administration began raiding medical marijuana dispensaries after promising that that wouldn't happen. And so that's not a discussion, in my opinion. That's a tyrannical behavior on the part of the federal government. So we were very, very pleased that my video question was at the top of the list, and we fully expected that we would get some discussion, especially in light of the fact that the Gallup poll had shown the majority of Americans believed that marijuana should be legalized, and in the West it was 55%. So we fully thought that we would have a discussion and really get something moving. And it was completely ignored. Now, they say that Google and YouTube are the ones that chose the questions for discussion with the president. So we have to accept that as fact. But the bottom line is that it was not discussed. It was the number one question. if they're going to have a contest, have a contest. And we were up there, and yet it was completely ignored. And then I think the most disappointing thing about the whole thing, maybe they, you could give them the excuse that there was other priorities in their judgment, there were other priorities to discuss, but then they had like over 5 minutes of discussion about nonsensical things like tennis and parties and family affairs, and it was very disappointing, especially when you have something so serious, mm-hmm. because the prohibition of marijuana in this country is just hugely damaging to the social fabric of this country. It's hugely damaging to our criminal justice system that doesn't have enough money to really deal with serious crimes, and yet we continue to deal with, what was it, in 2010, 850,000 arrests for marijuana across this country. The prisons are overflowing, but our prosecutors will say, well, people aren't in prison for marijuana possession. And the fact is, what they don't tell you is that people are in prison because 2/3 of prison populations are for parole violations, mm-hmm. and parole violations come as a result of a blood test where you got a little bit of THC after 30 days of use. So it was very disappointing that this important question was not addressed by our president, especially, and some people might say that this is a cheap shot, but I don't intend it to be a cheap shot. President Obama knows what it's like to use marijuana. I don't. I've never used it in my life. My concern is the damage of prohibition. But he knows. And he talks about it in the context of a health problem. And that's how we should be dealing with it, if it is a health problem. And I think most of that is skewed statistics because of mandatory sentencing of situations. So he's been there. And he knows, he's been in the university environment, and because he didn't get caught, he was able to become the President of the United States. Had he been caught, like so many thousands and thousands and thousands of other young people, he would have been denied access to an education, access to employment, access to educational grants. He would have been denied that. And there are thousands of young people in this country that are denied that because of these marijuana laws. And so that's why I was so disappointed that this man, our president, will not deal with an issue that is contemporary to him, mm-hmm. as a 50-year-old man who has been through that.
Well said. And, this is, it is so troubling. And when not only the LEAP question gets over 4,000 votes on the contest, but 18 of the top 20 and 105 of the top 160 questions that were voted on all had to do something to do with marijuana legalization or drug policy in general. And I imagine that part of the reason, and this has been written about in Slate magazine and a couple of other outlets I've been reading that have reported on this, that in Washington and in the halls of power, there's still this giggle factor about bringing up marijuana law reform. It's been so associated with, Cheech and Chong stereotypes. How do we get past that giggle factor and get these politicians to start taking this seriously?
Well, I think we're doing it. One of LEAP's major objectives, as you probably know, is we have a very large speakers bureau made up of criminal justice professionals, police, prison guards, prison warden. We have a prison warden on our board, prosecutors, judges, who have woken up to this problem, and we're out educating the public. And if you look at the polls as time has passed, it shows that we're having an impact. The public is becoming more and more aware of how foolish prohibition is. The public is finally learning what they learned in the 30s when we did away with the prohibition of alcohol. And to that point, as you know, I'm one of the authors of regulate marijuana like wine. And we engaged a poll that was just released yesterday. Now, backing up, last October, the Gallup poll showed that Californians, actually in the West, was 55% in favor, and across the country was 50%. Well, we did a poll on Regulate Marijuana Like Wine, which is the name of our initiative. Our initiative has a pretty harsh title and summary that was written by the Attorney General's office, and because it says legalization.
Right.
And even with the legalization, we had a 50, I think it was 55 or 56% approval, just by looking at the harsh language. But after the people who were polled heard what this initiative did in terms of how it was regulated and controlled at the state level, just like wine, and about every question you can ask about our initiative that might have a problem associated with, you just say, just like wine. Well, the poll revealed, after hearing about our initiative, a 62% approval rate. But what's really interesting about this poll is that they were asked, they said that 71% said that local law enforcement agencies spend too much time and money enforcing marijuana laws. And the legislative analyst, who is completely independent, after our initiative was passed through the AG, did an examination, and they said that if this became law, it would most likely save tens of millions of dollars in criminal justice costs and generate hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions in revenues. So it's a strong initiative. Here's the biggest number that came out of this poll. The poll was conducted by Fairbanks, Maislin, Mullen, Metz, and Associates, a very prestigious polling firm. They found that 80% of the respondents agreed to this statement. State and federal drug laws are outdated and have failed. Therefore, we need to take a new approach that makes sense for today. 80%.
Wow.
Well, now you ask that question about Washington. I call it the Beltway bubble. Somebody, you know, everybody campaigns outside and they make all this outlandish statements and promises, and then they cross the Beltway and something absorbs them. And they live in this bubble that is not real to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. The people suffer as a result of their ignorance. The prohibition is so valuable to so many people in the Beltway. $1.2 trillion spent in the last 40 years? Well, that's a lot of power. And the real shame of this prohibition, of this money, as you may know, when the four AGs in California raided the dispensaries, they sent ahead $72 million to local law enforcement, mm-hmm, to help them do that job. Well, Regulate Marijuana Like Wine has a provision in it that no state official, no state law enforcement officer, no sheriff, nobody that is in this state, if this becomes law, can support any marijuana enforcement effort by the federal government. They can't touch it.
Bravo.
Another thing it does, it supports our laws legally, because if the federal government tries to move against us, we have a legal defense fund as a result of this law, because it requires the state attorney general to defend our marijuana laws in federal court. Mm-hmm. And we also believe that the Carol Ann Bond decision that came down last June 11th from the Supreme Court will give us standing in court. The Carol Ann Bond decisions, as you know, the prohibition of alcohol came about as a result of what? We did an amendment to the Constitution. When we ended it, we had to do another amendment to the Constitution because that's the way our Constitution is structured. So the question arises, how did the federal government do the Controlled Substances Act without going through an amendment to the Constitution? Well, they based it on the fact that they made an international treaty. That's why they said, that's why they made that law. Well, in the Carol Ann Bond case, the United States Supreme Court said unanimously that if Congress wants to make law as a result of a treaty, an international treaty, and that law is in conflict with the Constitution, then you've got to make an amendment. So we think this new Carol Ann Bond case is going to help us change the landscape. Mm-hmm. And medical marijuana is in such trouble legally in California, so many court cases, and it's going to be here. And our initiative says it changes nothing to, it changes nothing about our medical marijuana law. However, it is a safety net because if this passes and medical marijuana laws go under and everybody's working hard to make them under, this baby is bulletproof. I know it's bulletproof. And one of the reasons I took part in authoring this, when they asked me aboard, I had worked on Proposition 19. And I believe that Proposition 19 did an enormous job of educating the public and removing a lot of the myths about marijuana. But Proposition 19 had problems structurally that I think caused us to lose. I participated in writing this initiative, Regulate Marijuana Like Wine. We removed those problems. We used that experience. So
yeah.
I think it's bulletproof. It's going to force the state to support us legally against the federal government. It's going to prohibit the federal government from gaining any resources or diverting our police officers from their regular duties in favor of marijuana. And it's just solid as a rock.
Yeah, I really like it. And when you were talking about the polling and you ask people about legalization, you get about 55. You ask them about, you know, regulate marijuana like wine, you get a much greater amount. I think that shows something in the framing. And I think what it shows is that when you say legalization to people, they think on the shelves at the 7-Eleven. Right. They think, oh, my God, you know, it's going to be totally available to everyone. It's a scary term to people. When you say regulate, not only does it give people the feeling of control, but it also highlights the situation we have now is unregulated. It's out of control. And I also like that you're saying like wine. I mean, there's been other proposals that say like alcohol, but that puts you in the rum and the whiskey and the, you know, hard alcohol territory.
Right.
Like wine gives it that gives it a classy feel and it gives it a social feel. And it puts marijuana, I think, in a place where, you know, and you say you've never used it, I have. I'll tell you, socially, that is what it feels like. It feels like a glass of wine that you share with friends, a bottle of wine you share with friends. So kudos to you on a fantastic title.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, as we go here, we're speaking again with Stephen Downing. He's a retired deputy chief of the LAPD. It's the Regulate Marijuana Like Wine Initiative. Tell folks how they can get involved and how they can help support.
Well, you can go to our website, www.regulatemarijuanalikewine.com. You can read the initiative. You can read the testimonies. We got many videos, support for many people. You can download petitions if you live in California and help us gather petitions. And most of all, you can donate. We need money to get our signatures. We have to get some of our signatures professionally, and we're against the timeline. We need a lot of help. We have this poll out now, so look at the poll. If you help us get this on the ballot, you help us get it on the ballot, it's going to win, and you're going to be behind a winner. So that's my message. Go to www.regulatemarijuanalikewine.com and give us a helping hand.
Stephen Downing, thank you so much for being a part of this, being on the executive committee and co-authoring Regulate Marijuana Like Wine. And again, thanks also for the question you got in front of President Obama that never got answered, but thanks for doing it anyway. And also want to remind folks, check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, copsaylegalizeddrugs.com or leap.cc. Either way, you're going to get there. You'll get great speakers that are available, like Stephen Downing, like all the people we visit with here at Normal Show Live. And Stephen Downing, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, when we come back, we'll have a little bit of chat with everyone here at the Shogun Studios. Stick around. You're listening to Normal Show Live.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
Alternative Medical Choices offers healthcare the way it should be. Easy to access, patient-centered, team-based, and quality-focused. We offer a variety of natural, affordable healthcare treatment options like primary care, group acupuncture, massage, and assistance with OMMP registration. As a patient, you will have a team of experts working with you to make you the best you can be. Call Alternative Medical Choices at 503-288-5579 or check us out on the web at altmedchoices.com.
Tune in to the Normal Network every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern for our primetime lineup. We begin with an hour of daily Toker Tunes, followed by Normal Show Live and Toker Talk Radio, live from Rolla J Studios in Portland, Oregon. Then, you get 2 hours of recorded podcasts from national and international reformers, followed by our late-night live shows at 11 p.m. Eastern. Then the whole six-hour block repeats twice overnight. It's the Normal Network, your source for the best in marijuana media.
All right, we are back here at Shogun Studios in Little Tokyo, just winding up the end of Hour 1. Thanks for joining us and putting up with the late start. Had a few little technical difficulties, but I think we got them all fixed now. Got Wiz Kaliko hanging out there in the second seat and Ganja John here in the third.
What's up?
So when we come back, we'll play a little bit more music. We'll chat with the people here. We'll talk about the adventures of Wiz Kaliko and Ganja John and Cannabis Carrie and all of us here in Los Angeles. Remember, tomorrow we're going to have great guests in the studio here. We hope to have Danny Danko, Robert Platshorn, and more. Probably Terry Joyce will stop back in as well. So check it out, live.normal.org, tomorrow, 4 o'clock Pacific time. Stay tuned for Hour 2 coming up here at Toker Talk Radio. You can dial in at 971-533-7111. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 7, make sure you catch us here for the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Los Angeles. For Ganja John, Wiz Kaliko, and Cannabis Carry, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
Hang it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you